Thank you, Lulu.
You're welcome. Thank you, Gail. Thank you so much.
You bet. Hi, Ryan. This is Gail. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. I understand that. I understand that you were talking with Lulu, one of my mapping specialists, about the first page listing that we're filling out today on Google. Sounds like you might need a few more details, have some questions, and need pricing.
Yeah, I'm just curious what it costs.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. I would be happy to help you with that. So one of the first things that we do, Ryan, is we'll close the Parma area for your categories of roofing and siding, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around home base. So what that means for you is inside that 50-mile radius of Parma, we'll never work with or promote any other competitors into that first page map position who offer any of the same services that you do. That way, you know that your leads and calls aren't going out to anyone else. They're not being sold or given away. So then we do all of the programming that's necessary so that anytime anyone is searching for your services, even if they don't know the company name, but they're searching for any of the roofing services like repair or installation or new roof or siding, same thing, we can use all of those under that service. We'll use all of those as your keywords. That way, even when they don't know your company name, we still got you programmed so that you come up in those first page search results, for example, for a roof repair. And then from there, they're able to just click and dial you directly. We don't filter or screen the calls at all. So those would be live calls coming directly to you from people who are actively at that moment looking to hire your services. Does that sound like something that you'd be able to take on some additional business that way?
Well, I just looked at Google right now, and I mean, it says Google guaranteed or something like that.
Right.
And 2, 3, 5, 6. There's a lot of companies on there.
So the Google guaranteed, I'm kind of glad you asked about that. Depending on what your needs are for leads. Now you have a crew or two, right? I think you're adding on if I remember. Okay, perfect. So the ones across the top that say Google guaranteed, that's Google's exclusive pay per lead program. So those leads only go to that contractor that's got that ad. Did you want me to go a little bit more into depth into that program and what the pricing would be for those leads? I'd be happy to, or we could continue talking about the map, your preference. Just because they're different programs, I don't want to throw you a loop or throw you for a loop.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of companies on here, and they just, every time someone clicks on them, they have to pay for it. Is that how it works?
Well, almost. So the pay-per-click ads are kind of going the way of the dinosaur as far as Google goes. So these are pay-per-lead. So what happens is that lead only goes to you, doesn't go to your competitors. And it, looking for the category, there we go. You pay a set fee for that lead. And then you don't pay for any invalid leads. I was trying to run a price for you and it's just giving me a goofy result there. It didn't look right. Something went haywire in it. You don't pay for any invalid leads. So invalid is considered, say, call from somewhere outside your service area, or if it's a service you don't perform, like if it's something that's just too small for you to bother with that you would never go to, like, oh, I have one shingle off from a storm, you know, you probably look for bigger jobs than that. Those are all considered invalid, so you don't pay for them. Now, depending on, so you've got a couple of different options as far as price and budget, and perhaps the Google guaranteed would work for you. So it's got a couple of prerequisites or requirements to the Google guaranteed. You'd have to be appropriately licensed for where you live. I would assume you are.
license with the state?
Well, right. So if you needed a roofing license to do roofing in Idaho, they would expect you to have a roofing license. But if Idaho doesn't license its roofers, and then you wouldn't be required to show one. That makes sense?
Right. You just have to register with the Secretary of State and the Idaho Contractors Board.
Yeah, and it looks like you've already done that because you've got the LLC, so you're good there. And then you need to be insured, which I'm sure you are.
Yeah, $2 million.
Okay.
Liability.
And then, okay, and then, what was that?
Oh, I said it's a $2 million umbrella and then $1 million workman's comp policy.
Oh, yeah, you're pretty well covered, I think. I don't think we have to worry about that. And then any face-to-face employees, so anyone who would be in the client's home, would need to go through a background check. Is that something that you'd be comfortable with?
Yeah.
Okay. So it looks like, let me just double-check. Make sure siding falls in line with the same. Okay. So it looks like going to be a couple of options there too. So the other requirement would be that you'd have a Google Business Profile, which is something we can help with. But it's a two-layered effect. So Google guaranteed requires the Google Business Profile, which is what we would do the local programming on. Now, assuming you've got the Google Business Profile already, Google has a monthly minimum ad spend, and then they've got a per lead cap. So your lead fee on roofing would be set at $58.67 each or less. And of course, remember, you don't pay for invalid leads. Now, once the approval process is done, there's a minimum monthly budget that they'll want met. So if you look at it like a debit account, it makes a little more sense. So when the approval process is done, your monthly minimum would be $765 for the Google guaranteed. Now, you don't pay that $765 month after month after month. Let's say this week you're busy with other jobs, you pause it, you don't take any leads, or maybe you only take, let's just say you take 2 leads this month. That rounds to about $100 in lead fees. So next month, you would only replenish the 100 that you used, not that entire 765. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sort of. So you can pause it, but what's a qualified lead?
Qualified lead is somebody that actually gets a hold of you and you're able to actually reach them back, not a, you know, automated anything. You actually reach a live body. Somebody that you would do work for, somebody that's within your service area and asking for the services you offer, siding, roofing. Now that's, so is that all making sense so far?
Sorry, I lost you for a second. Bluetooth.
No problem. Did you hear what I last said about valid leads? Just kind of rattled through.
Yeah. So does anybody qualify the lead or how does that work? I just did a minute.
Correct. And then if it's somebody that is out of your service area or what have you, anything that's invalid, you just let us know and then you don't pay for it. You don't pay for that lead. Making sense?
So if I say, like, I don't want this customer, I don't think I'm the right contractor for them, then I don't have to pay.
More like if they've got a really squirrely roof with a bunch of odd angles that somebody hacked out. I saw one of those. They set a roof, set a hot tub on the flat part of the roof right in the shingles. It was stupid. Anyway, homeowners. this guy, you wouldn't have wanted to touch his house with a 10-foot pole because it was such a mess. Yeah, if it's for jobs you don't perform, then they're considered invalid too.
Okay.
So to get started, the Google Guaranteed is kind of it's a long play. It takes 4 to 8 weeks to get approved. In that time that you won't owe your monthly minimum, there's an application fee, and that's all that's due until you get all done with your certification through Google. So what Google does is they tell your clients that you've been vetted, you're insured, you don't have to shop any further. These people have everything you're looking for, and here they are. Branded company LLC is sitting right there in front of you. They don't have to think. And that's kind of what people are looking for these days, is they don't want to have to think. So they're happy to see your ad at the top. But that monthly minimum isn't due until the approval process is done, which takes 4 to 8 weeks. So there's a one-time...
How much is it?
Oh, no, no worries. Your monthly minimum is $765. And that's what they would want deposited when you first start. But if you only use 2 leads, that's about $100. It's a little higher than that, $116. The next month, you would only replenish that which you took in lead fees, not the entire $765. You don't lose what's left. It rolls over.
Okay. And that's per each month?
Yep, exactly, exactly. Whatever's in there at the end of the month rolls over into the next. Yep. And then... So there's a one-time non-refundable $250 application fee and a one-time $99 setup fee. That's for the Google Guaranteed only. Now, being that you don't have a Google business profile, that is one of their requirements as well. And we can do that. We can do that. So that local programming and getting your Google business profile online is that it's on a flat monthly rate, never anything more, even by a penny. We don't add taxes to it, and there are never any click fees or lead fees with the local map programming. Those all go directly to you. And so for the local map, see, I've got to get your credits applied over here too that Lulu asked for. There we go. That's going to drop your monthly on the local programming down to $249 from the normal retail of $399. And then the setup fee would be the same at $99. But if you do the Google Guaranteed along with the local, we only have to charge one setup fee. So there'd be only $199 charge. Now, where this gets a little tricky, you can't get the Google Guaranteed until you have a Google business profile. So if you're at all concerned about budget or reach or anything, for right now, I would recommend sticking with just that local programming to get you on the map and Google business profile set up, the $249 a month with a one-time $99. And we can work on Google Guaranteed at the same time. They would want the $250 application fee, and then nothing due on that until your approval is done 4 to 8 weeks out. So we can do them together. So it'd be the $250 for the Google Guaranteed application. And tell me if this gets muddy. I know there's a lot of moving parts. And the local at the same time. Or we can just do the local for now, and we can come back at Google Guaranteed after you get rolling somewhere.
So the sign up, it's $7.95, right?
If you did,
$7.65.
Correct. So once the approval, so for Google Guaranteed up front, you'd do the $250 application fee, and then that process takes about 4 to 8 weeks. 4 to 8. look at the calendar, 4 to 8 weeks. And then they wouldn't want that 765 until you got through all the verification. So that's 2 months out. So what we would work on the application and getting you through the application process in those 4 to 8 weeks. So you wouldn't owe the 765 until then. So right now it would just be, let's see, it would be the application fee of 250. And then it would be the 249 for the Google local programming. So it would just be 598 today. And then next month and beyond, that local map programming and Google business profile continued programming would be at the flat 249 a month. And now something else too that might help you out, I put in there for a website for you too, Ryan. So along with that local programming, we can build you a website on your own domain name and use your photos, everything. And that's still included along with that Google local programming, and it won't cost you any extra. And then the 765 isn't due for 2 more months until you get through the Google guaranteed process. Does it make sense how I kind of laid it all out?
Kind of.
Okay. What part does it make sense?
So it's like you're doing a planning and zoning area, but then you're doing another one that just gets you. So they're like two different things.
They are. They're right? Two separate sections of the page. Correct. Correct. And each have their own cost for getting into them. The local map, which is your Google business profile, making that one-click call with unlimited leads, that's the $249 a month and the one-time $99 setup. And then that setup fee goes away. You'll never see it again. And that is the first step.
And then it's just $249 a month.
Correct. Correct. We can come back after the Google guaranteed later on if that's something that you're interested in. If, you know, you've got budget concerns for right now. A lot of people wait a little bit to bring it on just because of the expense.
So the one's $598 and then the other one is?
It would be... so it'd be 249 plus 99, so it'd be 348, correct. So if we do just the map, today would be 348, that's your first month at 249, and the one-time 99. If we also apply for Google Guaranteed, there'd be an additional 250 for the application fee for Google. And then... on the Google guaranteed, the 765 won't be asked for until the approval process is all done. And they'll let you know when you've been approved too. They're not just going to say, oh, hey, we need that in our account in 10 minutes. They'll give you notice and you'll know where you're at in the process the whole time as we help you move through that application process for the Google guaranteed.
Okay.
Making sense?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. I guess the big question since the area is open for programming today, usually they fill within just a few phone calls. I mean, at least the map section, I'm thinking for you, that gets you set up so that if you have any reservations right now about the Google guaranteed, hold off a little bit. And with that, sorry about my dog. Sincere apologies. I picked the quiet one in the litter.
Dog.
Oh, good. Thank you. I picked the quiet one in the litter, and guess what? He talks all the time. I mean, he has conversations. It's funny. But getting that web page built along with doing the local programming on the Google business profile, that sets you up perfectly to be able to do Google Guaranteed later on. Then you've already got their prerequisites met, and it's just easier to jump into. You don't have to shell out as much at once. So no harm if we wait on the Google Guaranteed.
Yeah, well, I do want to pop up on Google. I don't, it's hard for me to even find my website.
Right, and well, you, so do you have a website?
I do.
Oh, well, okay. I looked and I couldn't find it, but I didn't dig real, real deep. You wouldn't happen to remember the URL offhand, would you, Ryan?
I don't.
Okay, no worries. And is it outdated or home-built?
So a Mad Hatter Tech built it. And so...
Who was it?
The guy's name?
Oh, no. Oh, okay. So a company put it together for you?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not sure who did that, though.
It was Mad Hatter Tech.
Nope, don't know them. Well, that's okay, though. I'm not finding a website, so they may have taken it down. But that's not a problem. We'll just build you a new one and put it on a domain that you can use, something that works for you. So no worries there. That works. Sounds like we should get you set up on the local map programming and get your website done at the same time. Come back after Google Guaranteed somewhere down the road when it makes a little more sense.
Yeah, and then that 7 or that 250 and that 249, that's also included in the website too.
So the 240. Go ahead.
Because you can't use my existing website. You have to.
If you own the domain name, we can build the site and put it on that domain. But if you don't own the domain name, no, we won't be able to access it. Do you happen to know if you purchased a domain name?
Yeah, I think I did actually through Google.
Okay, that's awesome. If you can find that, we can use it for sure.
And I think the address for it is actually upson@brandedroofingsystem.com.
Upson. One more time.
Upson@branded, B-R-A-N-D-E-D, roofingsystem.com.
Let me see if I can find that. That'll tell us too. BrandedRoofingSystems.com is the, okay. Well, there's no website attached to that URL, so that's a good sign. That makes it look like it might be available. If that's the case, we would be able to get hold of it for you. Now, our tech will know more than I do. They can dive deeper into our system too. So they can either find that one and use it, or we can go with a different URL if we absolutely had to.
Okay. So then signing up for this map thing. You need the $348 today.
Correct. Is that going to work out for you?
Yeah, I think that's fine. I'm just curious, like, is there anything I can read or you can send me to kind of, like, raise all
the... Oh, yes, absolutely, Ryan. So your email address once again. Was it Ryan?
Yes. It's Upson, U-P-S-O-N, at branded roofing
Upson.com. Perfect. Who is Upson.com?
Who is Upson?
Yeah. Is it a person or? Oh, gotcha. Yes. Now it makes sense. Now it makes
hey,
sense.
Hey, I need to take this real quick. Can you hang on just for a second?
I sure can. Absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Not a problem.
Hello?
Yes. Still here.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. I don't ever want to keep you from paying work. Quite the opposite. So, no problem. So I did just send you two emails, Ryan, and one is on our dashboard area, and I hadn't even actually covered that yet. That's an area in our system that you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting, where searches were performed, keywords that people are finding you on, all of that information. And then I also texted the other email is the exact price and package that you're getting, so you've got all of that in writing for your records. And then I also texted my contact info to you. And well, I'm going to see if I've got another one here. Would you like to see options for what your website will look like or could look like?
Yeah. But like I said, I spent like 750 bucks on a website.
So I would recommend.
I think that happened in September, October, November time frame, and I was super busy at the time.
Okay, gotcha.
Looked at anything, and then the other day I was like, "Oh, I'm going to Google for it," and I can't even find my website. I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Gotcha. So we'll do our best to track it down, and if we have to, we can grab that domain name. And our tech will be able to tell what's going on, if it's available. And if not, yeah, we might have to put it on a different website name at worst case.
Okay.
Okay, so that'll be okay.
It's kind of crazy you guys are calling me because at the same time this last week, Angie List has been calling me.
Oh, really?
I'm wondering if somehow, I mean, you had to find me somehow on the web, right?
Yeah, and you know, unfortunately, we never really know for sure. So we get very short notice when an area is open for programming, typically in the morning, and then they send everyone on our team to call that area because we can only work with one company in each category. So by working with you, we would never be able to work with any other siders or roofers. So we have a department, it's our inventory department. They pre-screen companies. They look for companies who have either good Google reviews or no Google reviews, and we're never quite sure where they find us. I'm not finding a lot. I see looks like a Secretary of State reference, probably when you filed for your LLC. So it might have been that. It could have been the Angie.
And actually, I think that got expired because that's what the guy from Angie was saying, is that that Secretary of State name expired. And so I just did a little bit of research on it, and they I recently changed over from an LLC to an S corp.
Oh, okay, so super.
I don't know if that is what's going on or what.
My accountant
is taking care of that.
Gotcha. Yep. And that could be it. It might have cost their desk that way. But either way, I mean, you came up as a good match. I mean, you're clean, which is something that we look for, meaning you don't have any notations anywhere, and it's as good as already having a 5-star rating, because I guess the way they look at it as far as algorithms, you haven't done anything wrong yet. So everything out there is nice and clean,
right.
Which is, yeah, one of the...
And see, I also thought about that. I was like, if I get a website, then I have somewhere where people can complain. I was joking, but, you know.
I suppose,
every now and then you did good work, though. Customer that's impossible to please.
I'm sorry, what was
I
that?
I said every now and then you get a customer that's almost impossible to please. Like,
oh, they do happen.
Yeah.
And you know, what we do too is if you do get a bad review like that, and I've seen those folks too, I've dealt with them, they're awful. If you do get a bad review, we'll help you with how to get it removed or updated, changed, or removed, or just plain old buried. Or how to respond to it in a manner that, you know, everybody gets a bad review once in a while. We've got a few bad reviews out there. Most of the time we find out it's from somebody who didn't give us any of the information we needed to run their campaign and promote their company. Therefore, our hands were tied. And so they didn't go anywhere. But they're mad. You know, it's kind of shoot the messenger sort of deal. And I'm sure that probably goes on with roofing and siding all the time, too. And then homeowners who hack at stuff. They're hard to please. But we'll help
right.
you if you get any of those bad reviews like that. Yeah.
And so what was the name of your company, Clear Solutions?
No, Local Splash.
Local what?
Local Splash, like a splash of water.
Local Splash. Okay.
Yeah.
So where are you guys based out of?
So we're based in Costa Mesa, California, Fountain Hills area. And just in full transparency, I work remotely from home. I'm almost a neighbor. I live in Colorado.
Okay.
And I just sent you some links, too, that you can hop on our website. So I sent you a link that you could look at, basically templates of how, you know, things you can choose from for your website. And then I also sent you some links just about our company, and then you can see, you know, what retail pricing and everything is. Did those make it to you?
Here's some links about our company and service.
Yeah, and then just above that is a link to what you can look at the websites. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
They're built on the WordPress platform, so they're super WYSIWYG. You can go in and make changes anytime you want to.
Okay. So if I take a look at all this stuff, how long do I have to make a decision?
Good question. So, well, you're lucky. Shoot, they're trying to kick us out for lunch. So we do need to take advantage of it today. When we come back from lunch, which is about an hour from now, they'll resume calling the area. So right now we're lucky. We've got an hour. Typically, we'd only have a little bit. But would an hour be enough for you?
Yeah, I could take a break from what I was doing and
okay.
take a look at this.
Is there any other information you need right now, Ryan?
So with this local flash, so you guys work with Google to get me on the mapping page, right?
Yep, exactly. So we've been doing this for 18 years, and our technicians at each phase are very specialized in what they do. So, for example, there'll be one tech that'll work on your website. That's what they specialize in. So it'll be the absolute best. And then another tech will work on your Google Business profile in concert with the person that's working on your website so that all of it works together perfectly and we get it done as quick as possible. And then we send all of that information over to Google so that they can do their part on the other end, in a nutshell.
Okay, gotcha. And so do you guys, because I noticed on Google, just because I would be on your guys' area map, how does that affect Google? Because, I mean, you just get on there and there's almost like 50 roofers, you know what I mean?
So usually on that first page, there's room for between 3 and 5 companies. And that's exactly where we program you. So you come right up there, right in the top every time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep, that's where we put you.
And then I can also turn this feature off, right? If I'm getting too busy.
Yep, you sure can. Okay. You can pause anytime. Now, you will, kind of like riding a bicycle, if you're in the map section and you pause, we just simply stop programming. That's all. We stop updating. So kind of like riding a bicycle downhill without pedaling, for a while, you'll keep going. You might even pick up speed. When you hit level ground at the bottom, though, if you don't pedal, eventually you're going to slow down and stop. This kind of works the same way. If we stop doing updates, if you pause for too long, you'll start sliding down the page. No big deal. I mean, we can get you back there again when you're ready to roll again. But just so you know that you'll probably slide down the page if your pause is more than 6 or 8 months. But
gotcha.
We do that all the time for our clients, especially seasonal businesses. Businesses that they just don't work in the winter. It's too cold. Then no problem. We can pause. Okay.
Are you there?
Yep, I'm still here. Oh,
okay. Well,
don't move.
I'm trying not to. I live out in the country quite a ways, and I'm in a lower section down by a river.
Oh, gosh. A cell signal is hard to reach your place.
Yeah, and so I also fight with the internet and all that kind of stuff. All the time.
Oh, good times. Oh, wow,
yeah.
Ryan, I'm sorry. I mean, I would rather deal with that, I guess, though, than live in town with a bunch of people. So do what you got to do, right?
That's another thing. I don't have a neighbor. Okay, so I think I'm really interested because I do want to be at the top of the page. And, I mean, it's just $250 per month. It's pretty much just a flat fee.
Yep, and you'll be locked in. Go ahead.
And so if I get a bunch of leads, that price doesn't go up, does it?
Correct. Nope, you don't pay for leads or calls or volume. It doesn't matter if you pick up 100 new clients or 180 new clients. It's all the same. Yep.
Okay, and so that's 50 miles within Parma.
We'll close.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody in like another city, like let's say Nampa, which is, I don't know, maybe, I'm not sure how many miles, it might be like 25 miles for me. If they click on it, is the Nampa guy going to come up before the Parma guy comes up?
So we'll never work with anyone else in that 50-mile radius of you. So they could if they were as smart as you and had somebody working on pushing them to first page. Yeah, sure. But most of them don't. believe it or not, most of them don't. That's how we can place you there. Kind of neat how it works, really. It's amazing because it gives smaller business owners a chance. I mean, you can have some of that real estate and it doesn't have to be super expensive. Yeah.
Right.
And yes, by the way, your rate will be locked in for life. It'll never go up. I mean, unless you add services, of course. But yeah, unless you add services on, it'll never go up for you either.
Okay. And it's just $350 today?
Yep, $348. You got $2 left over out of that $350 to go, I don't know, buy a pack of gum before it goes up.
Okay.
If you want to get set up now, Ryan, I'm happy to. When we're on a call, we don't have to leave for lunch, and I'm happy taking a late lunch for you if you want to get set up now, so you don't miss it.
Well, I think I do want to get set up. I'm just
okay.
We're going to meet my accountant this morning, and I left my debit card with my girlfriend. And she was supposed to leave it on the counter for me when I got back, but
she forgot.
She forgets a lot.
Could she just, if we called her, could she read the number off when it's time? I mean, as long as you're on the line, that would work.
You know what? She sent me a picture of it the other day because we had a problem like this.
Oh, perfect. There you go. So you've got all the digits. You would just need the... Oh, and they moved everything to the back, so...
Yeah.
Even they thought... Well, then, I guess that's a sign from somewhere. We should do this. Okay. So...
We should do this. I do want to look at setting up a web page.
Okay. Okay.
But, I mean, we can do that down the road. I mean...
Well, and we'll do one for you. I mean, in the meantime, so no worries there. It'll be Google compliant or optimized.
Or if you can look at what I got already.
Yeah, absolutely. If we can take a look at that, that would be great. Because that'll really help us know, too, what you're after, what you want it to look like, if we do need to rebuild it. Yeah, for sure. Okay, so let me do this, Ryan. I'm going to grab that listing and close it down, and then we'll start going through your information and make sure we got everything right. All right. So I sent you the emails. One is just for your information. It's on that dashboard. And then the other one is your exact price and package, so you've got that in writing. And then are you using your 208? 650-1667 for business also?
Yes.
Perfect. And then I don't need digits just yet, Ryan, but on the card that you're using for payment, does your middle initial or middle name appear, or just first and last?
Yes. Here, let me look. Actually, no, I think it shows up Ryan Upson Branded Company LLC is on the card.
Got it. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Oh, I suppose you've probably got a picture of the back, not the front. Huh. It should be just fine.
Yeah.
So part of what I'm doing, too, as the lead on your account, it's my job to make sure that all of your information is accurate. And then you'll do an onboarding call with me and your technician, and they're going to go back through and do one more check to make sure that everything is accurate. We don't want anything going out that's not right. So we're super, super careful, and we check everything multiple times. All right. And then do you have a Facebook page yet for Branded Company?
I don't.
Okay. No worries. So if you ever decide to go that way, let me know. Facebook has been phenomenal for converting into leads, and it's super, super cheap, and we can take advantage of they're called retargeted ads. they're the ads where if you search something like roof installation for your area in Facebook, or, well, it doesn't even have to be Facebook. It can be on Google or even just about anywhere. And then an ad will follow you around for that item you just searched. You've had that happen, right, in your game, everywhere you go.
I have a Facebook account, but I don't think I've logged onto there for like 4 years.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. No worries.
You're dealing with a non-tech guy.
No worries. No worries. We got you covered.
I get on Facebook and I get confused. So.
Oh. Well, and they've made it harder too. And I mean, to be perfectly honest, I don't go on there except for work, because it's just gotten, I don't know. I never did get into posting every little thing I do on social media anyway. So
right.
I just don't much, but if you want to go, if you want more growth, that's a good way to go too. So just for example, when you're ready, we could add just $100 a month on, and that $100 goes straight to Facebook. It's allocated there every single month, and you never go over. We write the ads, we target them, we run them, we manage them. Really, all you have to do is gather the inbound leads. And they've been converting really well, about 9%, which is just about unheard of as far as a conversion rate on marketing. Just to give you kind of a baseline, yeah, what we're used to is about a 3% return. And that's about the best you get, like, out of the Google AdWords. They're an older Google pay-per-click. The 9% that we're getting on Facebook is, we've never seen it before. Still super cheap to get into if you want more growth. We can reach a farther radius with them too, out beyond that 50 miles if you ever wanted to, or if there are pockets within that 50 miles that are really good for you, we can hit specifically that area with your Facebook. So a lot we can do with it, and super cheap. Yeah.
Well, so even that on your percentage of your conversion on ads. So my whole history has been in a roofing background. Actually one of the largest companies in the state my dad owned.
Nice.
And I was a sales guy for them. Well, I did everything from, you know, the ground up, including building crews, pushing crews. But I got into sales, and my sales percentage was like 55%.
Nice.
I was always the most expensive guy also. And because he wouldn't let me be the cheapest guy out there. And so.
Good. You shouldn't be.
So when it
ever
comes to the sales, I just need to get the people in front of me.
Absolutely. It definitely sounds like it. That's a crazy close rate. Good for you. Well, you're obviously doing things right. That's amazing.
I'm trying.
Well, you definitely are, and it shows. It really does. Let's see. I texted you my contact info. I'm going to send a couple more texts your way. So definitely put me in your phone. I'm the lead on your account. So if you ever have questions or problems, or you want more business than what you're getting, let me know. I'm happy to help anytime you need me. And then
go ahead. I just put you in as Gail.
Yep. And if you want, my last name is Buske, B-U-S-K-E.
Oh, say that again.
B like boy. Not a car key, but a bus key.
Bus key?
You got it. Not a car key, but a bus key.
K-E.
You leave the Y off is all, but yes. And I wouldn't mind if you spelled it wrong.
All right.
And
I'm adding you in.
Awesome. And then I sent you next customer service. That's where you'll reach your technician. And just so you know, you'll probably deal more with your technician after we get through your onboarding call and set up, just because they're actually doing the programming for you. So, but I'm still here. Don't forget about me. If you need anything, you can always, always pull me in. Just let me know you got a problem or a question.
Okay.
And then, so that was customer service, and then I'm going to send you another text. This is just a link, informational, whenever you want to or don't want to read it. It's how the call, we can track all of your calls and clicks, how that all works. And then let's go ahead and set up your onboarding call, speaking of. So the onboarding call, we block an hour, but it typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes. We do leave it as a window, though, in case the last client had extra questions, ran long, and then we do the same for you. If you run past the next hour, if you need help with something, we're available to do that. So it leaves them a little bit of flexibility, as long as we're within that hour. So, let's see, today they're pretty booked, but tomorrow, let me see here. That looks solid. So tomorrow we could do 9, 10, 11, 1 o'clock. Oh, no, sorry, excuse me.
Yeah. Let's do 10.
10 o'clock. You got it. And that's going to be 9 Pacific. Perfect. So I'm going to make this calendar appointment. And then when I get it created, I'm going to send it over to you. And I'll walk you through what to do with it. It's super easy. We just need to send a yes response so that our technician knows that we're reserving them for tomorrow.
Okay.
Looks good there. Okay. And it's going to be a goofy-looking email. The subject line is local splash CIE, and that's our funky internal coding. And let me know when that one gets there.
Was it an email or a text?
That's in an email.
Okay. Let me get out of here. Maybe they're going to spam.
Could be. Did the other emails make it through?
Let's see. Kathy Barnes, Royal House Roofing, Carlisle.
Huh. Let me look and see on this end what it's doing or not doing. Every once in a while, it doesn't like to send.
So,
I've got this.
Up in that branded roofing system. It's not systems, it's system.
A singular.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That'll do it. Let me resend all of that to you. Good thing we tracked. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, there it goes. The reporting dashboard info. And then let me send this other one. There it is. I was looking for the one I sent because it's got all the right stuff. There we go. Did that first email make it to you, Ryan?
Oh, sorry. I was looking at something else.
Oh, no worries.
All inboxes.
There'd be two of them headed your way.
Yep, got it.
Awesome. All right, so let me fix this. I can't edit. There it is. Didn't want to let me into your email address to get rid of the bad one and add the good one. Okay, there, that third one's on its way. And that's the one that's just local / CID that we'll need. Check a couple things here.
Oh, yeah. I got Google and Facebook and local /
Excellent. Did you get a local / CIE?
Look, CIENG.
Yes, that's the one. Go ahead and open that one up if you would, please. And then hit that yes button. Yes. Perfect. And then it should do its thing and update here in just a second. Perfect. Got it. Thank you, Ryan. You did it perfectly. All right. So we're all reserved with them. Now, got an optional item for you. There's no additional charge. It's already included. It might interest you. It's our Splash Call app. So it's an app that you can download from the Play Store. And it comes with its own unique phone number that's local to you. So what it's designed for is so that you can have a separate business number from your cell phone without having to get a separate cell phone. So if you wanted to make a business call, then you would go into the app and dial through there, and then vice versa, if you wanted people to call you, it goes through your own personalized number. Is that something that you'd like?
Well, that would let me know if it's the phone number coming from Google, right? Like someone calling.
Yes, yep, it's got a much better, much more robust caller ID to it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, I would be interested.
Okay, I'm going to put you as a yes, and then I'm going to send you, where did it go? I'll send you another text. Actually, I'm going to send you three at once, and I'll tell you what they are. So the first link is, until I send it, when it hits your phone might be easier. The first link is just more information about how the call tracking works. So for your information, whenever you want to take a look, the next one where it says Splash App Info, that's where you can go to see more about what the Splash App does. And it's got a lot more whistles and bells than I mentioned. So you can check it out there. And then if you do decide you want the Splash Call app, the last link I sent you is an application to fill out. Now, it's not an application like where you could get declined. It's just our vehicle to get it to our programmers to let them know that you want the app. That all make sense?
Right.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then we need to do a Google Business Profile. And I assume your address is a home address, Ryan?
Yes.
Perfect. So what I'm going to do, I made a big note for our tech and for Google to not publish your actual street address. So you'll show up as Branded Company, Palma, Idaho, but we'll leave the street address off. That way you're not navigable. Somebody can't just drive to your house and disrupt your life if they thought about having a show, if they thought it was a showroom or something. And then what would you like to show for your hours of operation?
Hours of operation?
Yes.
I would probably say 9 to 5 for taking on leads and all that kind of stuff.
You got it. You want to say Monday through Friday? Keep weekends optional for you?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Okay. You got it. Let's see. So 9 to 5 Monday through Friday. That looks good. And you went with exactly what I would have recommended to you. I mean, you can always answer the phone on Saturdays if you want to, or Sundays. But if you're not feeling it that day, you still got the option to roll it to voicemail and nobody expected you to be open. So.